Thank you, Peter. We'll take you back to the news now with stories about ongoing work to reopen the Jubilee Hall on Aylsham Road, a celebration to mark the opening of a new Harford Community Centre and, still on the theme of building, a threat to build on a city centre bowling green, which is strongly opposed. First, however, the proposed sale off by Norfolk County Council of some of its sites.
A theatre, sailing base and near-vacant office block are among 20 sites due to be sold off by a cash-strapped council to save costs. The property portfolio also includes a landlocked patch of land on what was once Norfolk's smallest primary school. The sell-off was approved by the council's Business and Property Committee in a meeting at County Hall. Keith Kiddy, committee chairman, said the sales made sense for the council and the communities where the properties were. Mr. Kiddy said, "We have a huge property portfolio, some of which are clearly more useful than others. Our officers are going through the procedure of looking at all our property holdings to see what we need, how we use it, and whether a disposal of the site is worth going through to achieve maximum revenue back to the council."
The team behind bold plans to transform a Norwich Community Hall, once used by the Royal British Legion, said they still hope to get the building reopened next year, despite it being repeatedly targeted by raiders. Jubilee Hall was bought in 2015 by the Lind Trust after it closed, despite a long-running, hard-fought campaign by veterans and users of the centre to keep it open. Its new owners had promised to keep it available for community use, and last year ambitious plans were announced to reopen the building in 2018 as a multi-generational community facility. But the Aylsham Road-based centre has been targeted by thieves who have stolen lead from the roof, as well as squatters and drug users who have forced their way into the empty property. Lord Dannett, chairman of the trustees of the Norwich Jubilee Centre Charitable Foundation, which was set up to oversee the running of the centre, said, "The trustees remain fully committed to this project and really want to see the Jubilee Centre become a reality for the benefit of the local North Norwich community. On timings, our aim remains to reopen the building, all or in part, as soon as possible next year."
To celebrate Harford Community Centre opening on Hall Road, a Norwich supermarket has shown its support by donating cakes. Asda Norwich Hall Road showcased a selection of cakes from the supermarket's bakery during an afternoon tea dance held at the new hub. Members from the dancers' group tucked in to the various treats, including chocolate and lemon profiteroles, strawberry and cream donuts, and custard slices. The superstore also provided buffet food for the afternoon, putting on snacks and soft drinks. Those there enjoyed catching up with one another during the event, as well as taking to the dance floor for a hop, skip and boogie. Harford Community Centre manager Ian Wells said the event was a real success, and it was fantastic to be able to celebrate our relocation with our new neighbours.
Angry neighbours of a pub where the former bowling green could be turned into housing have called on city councillors to turn down the plans. Members of Norwich City Council's planning committee will decide whether to grant permission for four houses on the green at the back of the Heath House pub in Gertrude Road. A previous application was rejected in December last year because of concerns over the design and the loss of open space. But the applicant has come back with a revised scheme. It includes a contribution of £15,000 to the council to improve open space to compensate for the green's loss. The council says the pitch and putt course at Mousehold Heath has provisionally been identified to benefit from that money, and officers are recommending that members of the planning committee approve the application. However, people living in nearby streets are urging councillors to turn it down. Tony Moore, who lives nearby, objected to the council, saying, "We are disappointed that Norwich City Council seem prepared to prioritise an increase in the loss of amenity payment over the need for appropriate development." The Heath House made headlines in 2015 when the bowling team, who used the green for free, were told they would have to leave because they were not spending enough in the pub.
A Norwich social enterprise that aims to bring kindness back into the community has been left heartbroken after stock was stolen, but insists those responsible will be met with compassion. The Missing Kind, located on Castle Meadow, has lost a massive chunk of its profits after £150 worth of T-shirts were taken as tours of its historic basement took place. As the staff and volunteers at the Missing Kind and the neighbouring Kinda Caff celebrated a record weekend of profits, triumph soon turned to tears as they realised 6 organic cotton tops were missing. The enterprise, which was set up in October 2015, was conducting tours of the Elizabethan house and undercroft from the 1400s that lies beneath the shop. The Missing Kind posted an appeal on Facebook for information on the lost items and have urged those responsible to return the items where they can, provide support if they have found themselves in a desperate situation. Everything sold at the Missing Kind, which is on the site of the former Pond's shoe shop, is from a local artist or charity and supports a different cause or goodwill project. Well, that's all from Bridget and me. And now it's on to part two, where your readers are Richard Matthew and Marnie Meakin.